Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. The reason I called this meeting is to make sure we're all on the same page moving forward.
All right. So what are we discussing?
Right now, I'd like us to think a little bit about our strategy for the next quarter and how we can leverage our strongest abilities and assets.
What kind of analysis are we going to do?
I think this would be a very adequate moment for us to do a SWOT analysis. We have all your reports, so we're fully aware of these four key aspects of our company.
That sounds like a good plan. Where do we start?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Let's think about the S part. What would you say are our greatest strengths as a company?
We have very strong customer retention. We not only have good products, but our customer support is also way ahead of the competition.
I also feel that way. Maybe we should think of these as two separate strengths, though.
Agreed. We should also add the fact that, according to this market research report, we've got the largest market share.
Yes, but not by a comfortable margin. Our strongest competitor is pretty close behind us. Maybe we can skip ahead and add that to the T list as a major threat.
Yes, and another threat is the fact that the economy is not so good right now, so we have to hang tight and try not to overextend.
You're both right about our competition and overextension, but we've got to be careful to not shy away from being aggressive. I feel like we have a tendency to be a bit conservative at times, don't you agree?
Maybe, yes. Do you think that warrants putting too conservative in the W section? Is it a weakness?
If we're losing potential customers by not reaching out of our comfort zone, then yes, it is definitely a weakness.
So maybe we can think of it as a potential weakness. That's also very important. I've noticed that we sometimes work very close to our deadlines. I feel like that is very risky and should be avoided.
Agreed. We could think of that as a weakness and work harder on it. Do we delay some secondary deadlines, or do we work on our schedule?
I think we can go into more details later. Now, to the last remaining aspect. What are our greatest opportunities?
As we mentioned before, the economy is not looking too good now, but this kind of cycle is often followed by a boom in demand. We should keep an eye out for that.
That's a good idea. That goes straight into the O list. It's certainly a strong opportunity.
True. Maybe this is a great opportunity to try and come up with new products, especially since we're close to the end of the quarter.
I'll speak to Dawes, he's the R&D manager, to check if he's got anything for us.
You should definitely do that. Well, I think that's a good overview. Now, let's discuss strategy. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. The reason I called this meeting is to make sure we're all on the same page moving forward.
All right. So what are we discussing?
Right now, I'd like us to think a little bit about our strategy for the next quarter and how we can leverage our strongest abilities and assets.
What kind of analysis are we going to do?
I think this would be a very adequate moment for us to do a SWOT analysis. We have all your reports, so we're fully aware of these four key aspects of our company.
That sounds like a good plan. Where do we start?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Let's think about the S part. What would you say are our greatest strengths as a company?
We have very strong customer retention. We not only have good products, but our customer support is also way ahead of the competition.
I also feel that way. Maybe we should think of these as two separate strengths, though.
Agreed. We should also add the fact that, according to this market research report, we've got the largest market share.
Yes, but not by a comfortable margin. Our strongest competitor is pretty close behind us. Maybe we can skip ahead and add that to the T list as a major threat.
Yes, and another threat is the fact that the economy is not so good right now, so we have to hang tight and try not to overextend.
You're both right about our competition and overextension, but we've got to be careful to not shy away from being aggressive. I feel like we have a tendency to be a bit conservative at times, don't you agree?
Maybe, yes. Do you think that warrants putting too conservative in the W section? Is it a weakness?
If we're losing potential customers by not reaching out of our comfort zone, then yes, it is definitely a weakness.
So maybe we can think of it as a potential weakness. That's also very important. I've noticed that we sometimes work very close to our deadlines. I feel like that is very risky and should be avoided.
Agreed. We could think of that as a weakness and work harder on it. Do we delay some secondary deadlines, or do we work on our schedule?
I think we can go into more details later. Now, to the last remaining aspect. What are our greatest opportunities?
As we mentioned before, the economy is not looking too good now, but this kind of cycle is often followed by a boom in demand. We should keep an eye out for that.
That's a good idea. That goes straight into the O-list. It's certainly a strong opportunity.
True. Maybe this is a great opportunity to try and come up with new products, especially since we're close to the end of the quarter.
I'll speak to Dawes, he's the R&D manager, to check if he's got anything for us.
You should definitely do that. Well, I think that's a good overview. Now, let's discuss strategy. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you're all doing well. The reason I called this meeting is to make sure we're all on the same page moving forward.
All right. So what are we discussing?
Right now, I'd like us to think a little bit about our strategy for the next quarter and how we can leverage our strongest abilities and assets.
What kind of analysis are we going to do?
I think this would be a very adequate moment for us to do a SWOT analysis. We have all your reports, so we're fully aware of these four key aspects of our company.
That sounds like a good plan. Where do we start?
Well, let's start from the beginning. Let's think about the S part. What would you say are our greatest strengths as a company?
We have very strong customer retention. We not only have good products, but our customer support is also way ahead of the competition.
I also feel that way. Maybe we should think of these as two separate strengths, though.
Agreed. We should also add the fact that, according to this market research report, we've got the largest market share.
Yes, but not by a comfortable margin. Our strongest competitor is pretty close behind us. Maybe we can skip ahead and add that to the T list as a major threat.
Yes, and another threat is the fact that the economy is not so good right now, so we have to hang tight and try not to overextend.
You're both right about our competition and overextension, but we've got to be careful to not shy away from being aggressive. I feel like we have a tendency to be a bit conservative at times, don't you agree?
Maybe, yes. Do you think that warrants putting too conservative in the W section? Is it a weakness?
If we're losing potential customers by not reaching out of our comfort zone, then yes, it is definitely a weakness.
So maybe we can think of it as a potential weakness. That's also very important. I've noticed that we sometimes work very close to our deadlines. I feel like that is very risky and should be avoided.
Agreed. We could think of that as a weakness and work harder on it. Do we delay some secondary deadlines, or do we work on our schedule?
I think we can go into more details later. Now, to the last remaining aspect. What are our greatest opportunities?
As we mentioned before, the economy is not looking too good now, but this kind of cycle is often followed by a boom in demand. We should keep an eye out for that.
That's a good idea. That goes straight into the O-list. It's certainly a strong opportunity.
True. Maybe this is a great opportunity to try and come up with new products, especially since we're close to the end of the quarter.
I'll speak to Dawes, he's the R&D manager, to check if he's got anything for us.
You should definitely do that. Well, I think that's a good overview. Now, let's discuss strategy.